Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Great British Baking Show.
Wow, that was pretty good. I've never seen it, but
thank you.
I assume that's what it sounds like.
Welcome back to the What We Said podcast, everyone. I'm JC.
And I'm Chelsea.
And hope you're having an amazing Tuesday. Thanks for stopping by to listen to our podcast today. If you're new, welcome to the fam.
And stick around for a while.
Stay a while. It's a fun, fun time. Today, Today we are doing Catfish Stories. This has been a long-awaited episode for us. Mm-hmm. We've been excited to record this one.
Very excited. Usually, we watch an episode of Catfish before we record.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great little tradition. We didn't watch it this week because, I don't know, we just wanted to ruin the vibes.
No, we were eating chicken nuggets. They're plant-based chicken nuggets and fries. And, you know, we got caught up talking and then we're like, it's too late. We need to record or else we'll be zombies when we record.
Yeah.
I have some tea about Catfish, but did you have something you wanted to
say?
Okay.
Before we get into it, I wanted to play a segment of Name That TikTok Sound with you.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna start it off. I just have a couple, just, you know, a fun little segment I wanted to do.
What do you mean, name the TikTok sound?
So I'm gonna start off with a couple words. I'll try and, you know, say it in the right tone of voice, and then you have to finish it.
Okay.
You know.
That's fun.
For example, like,
waking up in the morning. Oh.
You know, gotcha. Then you would have to say she's a track star.
Gotcha.
Okay. I only have a couple and then we can move on.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ha.
Nice. I used to hear a...
I don't think I know this one.
Oh.
What is it?
Simple Song.
I don't know that one.
Oh. I'm on the wrong side of TikTok. I'm just kidding. Okay. You're so crazy.
Oh, wait. Is this kind of a newer one?
Mm-hmm.
It makes me want to... And then they shoot?
Yeah. I guess the original one, that one's new. The original was like, you're so crazy. I think I want to have your babies.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh.
What the heck?
Me either.
Are we on different sides of TikTok?
Maybe. That's the one that originated and then people did the gunshot one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, last one. What you know about...
What you know about... Oh, shoot. I like can hear it in my head, but I have no idea what the actual words are.
Isn't that weird?
It's like going down in the deep.
Yeah. Like that's it. Rolling down in the deep.
Rolling down in the deep. Okay.
That was it.
Nice.
You passed. You got like 50%, I think.
Okay. I liked that segment. Thank you for that.
I have one for you. Time. Okay.
Waking up in the morning.
Thinking about so many things.
I just wish it would get better.
Yikes.
Oof.
But nothing seems to stay the same.
It just keeps going. That sound just like goes on and on.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me laugh.
I hate all men, but
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. Go follow us on TikTok, guys. Come on.
Yeah. Follow us on TikTok. Comment nice things.
Wait.
Drown out the haters.
Can I tell the tea about Catfish right now? You guys, this is kind of crazy. So first, a few people have messaged us and been like, what's a catfish? Like, they have no idea what the show even is. Do you think we need to go into it and explain, or do you think...
I think we should give a brief... Wait, of the show or what a catfish is?
What a catfish is. Let's give a very brief.
Okay, a catfish is someone who pretends to be somebody that they're not online to get in a relationship or get something out of other people.
Perfect description. And so the show Catfish is basically the host, Neve, used to be Neve and Max. Now it's Neve and Cammy, our queen.
Queen, bok queen.
And they basically go to, they catch catfishes. So someone will write in and
they go fishing, shall we say.
Nice. Someone will write in like, I think I'm being catfished. And they will investigate the situation and then they will have the person that is getting catfished. So the person like thinks they're dating this person for years. They've been dating them for 2 years, but they've never seen their face. And it's because it's catfish. And the person who they think they're talking to, it's not really them. And so they get to meet.
I hope in these stories that we read, we can point out certain telltale signs that it's a catfish. You know
what
I mean?
Totally. Yeah.
Because on the show, you know, this amazing thought that I just had that somebody out there has never seen an episode of Catfish and how much amazing content they have to watch. Go on Hulu and watch there's like 8 seasons.
It's so good.
So congratulations. You literally have so much good content to watch.
Yes. Wait, where can they watch it?
Hulu? On Hulu, yeah.
Okay. So you guys can watch it on Hulu. But anyway, so Leif and I, and this is just such, like this timing is impeccable. This happened yesterday.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So this is crazy that we're recording this episode. So obviously Chelsea and I are huge fans of the show and we always watch it. We think it's so, we are like laughing, crying. We just think it's
like
so
a travel
good.
Tradition.
Yes. Whenever we're traveling, like when we were just in New York, we watched Catfish every single night. One night we watched like 3 episodes in a row.
In Santa Barbara, we watched it too.
Mm-hmm. Wait, when did we go to Santa Barbara?
For your birthday.
Oh. You mean Summerland?
Oh, yes.
I'm kidding. No, I just like, I forgot when you said that.
Summerland.
So basically, Leif and I were driving home the other day and we're in our neighborhood and I see this big van, like a TV crew basically. Like you can tell because there's like lights and whatever. This is not an uncommon thing in LA. Like in our old house in that neighborhood, they filmed a movie on our street.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually never found out like what the movie was, but anyway.
I got canceled.
Cool. So this is not like an uncommon thing, but we're always like, oh, we wonder what they're filming, you know? So we're driving by and Leif kind of drives by like a little bit fast and something catches my eye. And I'm like, so first of all, I see one of the girls and her hat says Catfish on it. And it's like the Catfish logo. And I'm like, oh, what the heck is she has a Catfish hat on her? And we like keep driving. And as we're passing this like big van full of gear, like TV gear and mics and stuff. And there's some people outside. They're all like mic'd up. And I see a jacket like hanging over this thing that says Catfish Crew.
Wait, people were mic'd up? So you saw people?
I saw like there was one girl and she had a mic on, but it could just be she's talking to the crew members.
Not like, okay, gotcha.
And then there was another like girl on. They were like working. Like these girls looked
that kind
like
of mic'd up.
Crew members, yeah. Anyway, I see a jacket like laying. And I'll post either the photo or the video because I took a photo and video and sent it to Chelsea. So I'll post that on the story so you guys can see. But as we're driving by, I just see this thing that says Catfish Crew, like a crew member jacket. And I'm like, Leif, they are filming Catfish. That is literally our neighbor. They are filming Catfish right now. And he's like, really? And I'm like, no, reverse. Like, I'm telling you, they're filming Catfish. I went back 100% can like guarantee you guys that they were filming an episode of Catfish. I don't know whose house they're at. I don't know if they're at a catfish's house, if they're at someone who's getting catfished. I don't know where they are or why they're in my neighborhood. But how crazy is that the day before we filmed this episode?
That is absolutely crazy. I could not believe that that's what that was when you sent it to me.
I was screaming because it was so pertinent to our life. It's like, obviously we love the show, but of course we're doing a Catfish episode this week. Yeah. So it was like extra crazy.
Very, anyway. That's manifestation for you right there.
I'm like, and then I've been getting catfished since then.
I manifested a catfish into my life.
I became a catfish. Do you know, it's like we could literally become a catfish right now if we wanted to.
Should we? For fun, for money?
I'm down.
Scam people.
The sad thing is in these episodes, like people get terrorized by these freaking catfish.
Yes.
And sometimes they don't have any remorse. Like the people are just like, yeah, I was tricking you.
And they
you.
Do it to like so many people.
It's like, dude. I have a gold necklace on right now and 2 very cute gold rings that I wear daily. And guess where they're from, Chelsea?
I don't know. Tell me.
Mejuri, duh. Mejuri makes fine jewelry for every day. Their pieces are fairly priced, handcrafted, ethically sourced, and made to last. Mejuri has new limited edition drops every Monday, unlike traditional jewelers who only roll out new styles for holidays. So they're always keeping you looking fresh and in style. think 14 karat solid gold staples. That's what I'm referring to about my rings. These two rings that I have the like croissant type of ring. Mm-hmm. And then just this gold chain ring, which is really cute, either layered or just on its own. And I can shower with these rings on. I could swim with them on. They last. They're just like the best quality. I love them so much. They also have like really light hoops, barely there chains. That's also my gold chain. I sleep with it. I exercise with it. I shower with it. Plus, they do have some sterling silver, pearls, diamonds, and even leather jewelry cases to keep it all in place.
One of my favorite pieces, well, I guess they're two pieces from Mejuri, are my little gold huggies.
Mm-hmm.
They're perfect for swimming because they don't get like, you know, if you wear bigger hoops in the pool or to the beach, you're scared your hair is going to get caught in it or whatever. But they have the perfect little dainty earrings and necklaces, perfect for summertime, perfect for the beach, perfect for the pool, you know?
So cute.
Mejuri has something for every budget and for everyone, including women's, men's, and unisex pieces. With Mother's Day coming up, and don't forget about your moms, okay? Go the distance with Mejuri's curated gift guides for every type of mom and mom figure on your list. From styles under $200 to personalized engravables, you choose the gift and they'll take care of the rest, gift wrapping included. And if you need help deciding, you can try virtual shopping so that you can live chat with a Mejuri stylist one-on-one. You get answers to all your burning questions. And, you know, if you have a question like, how do I style this? Can I mix metals? What's my size? They got you covered. Get free shipping on all U.S. and Canada orders, plus easy returns and a two-year warranty. So head to Mejuri.com/whatwesaid for 10% off your first order. That's Mejuri.com/whatwesaid for 10% off your first order. Go check it out right now. I feel like we should just hop into these stories.
Because I agree.
I just cannot wait to hear what is to be said.
Sam, I think they're going to be so good.
Okay, I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Hi, ladies. I am deeply embarrassed of writing about this story. It is one of the cringiest and most awful things I have ever done. I'm even writing this from a fake email account to ensure no one finds out about this.
She's catfishing us.
Wow.
Cool.
She's like, I swear this happened. Please send me money. This is my Venmo. When I was a freshman in high school, there was a 19-year-old senior boy my friends and I were obsessed with. Ridiculously hot, but he obviously didn't know I, a 14-year-old girl with braces, existed. I knew he was going off to college soon, so I made a fake Facebook account and joined a group of incoming students for the college he was going to. I friend requested him, he accepted, and he immediately started messaging me.
Oh.
I used photos of some obscure, beautiful Tumblr model, and he had no idea he was talking to a 14-year-old, not the girl in the pictures.
Oh, that's bad.
I felt so wrong about the situation, but felt such a thrill talking to this guy who in real life would never give me the time of day.
Oh my gosh.
It got to the point where we were talking 24/7 from first thing in the morning till late into the night. He revealed so much personal information to me and eventually professed his love for me. I felt sick to my stomach and knew I had taken this way too far, but didn't see a way out. I would pass him in the halls knowing all of his secrets, and he still didn't know who I was. This went on for months, and I knew I had to end it soon because he would go off to college and this girl he thought he was talking to obviously wouldn't be there.
Oh, this is horrible.
This is horrible. I ended up deleting the account, aka completely ghosted him, and never looked back. I'm sure he was heartbroken and confused, and the thought of what my 14-year-old self did haunts me to this day. I love you girls and the pod so much. It truly brings me so much joy during such a weird and lonely time. I am absolutely shook at that.
The most shocking part of that whole story to me is her walking in the hallways, yes, and like seeing him and being like,
imagine like someone that you know so well that you're dating, who's like telling you all of their insecurities. But then also think about when you're a freshman, like the hot senior boys, and like imagine walking by them and like knowing everything about them.
Oh,
that's creepy.
That's crazy.
Poor boy.
I know. I feel kind of sad for him that he just got ghosted.
Yeah, I feel very sad for him.
But good for you for quitting it. Yeah. Because some people
don't
literally take it to an even more extreme. Okay. Hello, queens. First off, wanted to say thank you for giving me something to look forward to on Tuesdays. I love the podcast and I've been listening since day one. Okay, let's get into it.
Let's
get into it. When I was in high school, I met this guy at church camp and we immediately hit it off. We were both really flirty and I could tell he liked me because he would always sit by me at every meal and always made a point to find me during the day.
I didn't, the best feeling.
I didn't think too far into it because we lived 3 hours away from each other, but it was still fun for the week. Well, after camp and for the next couple of years, we became friends and would talk every so often, Snapchat, etc. I noticed that it started getting strange when he would not text me, only Instagram/Twitter DM me. But I was just like, whatever, maybe it's a guy thing. A few weeks later, one of the girls on my cheer squad was talking about this guy she had been talking to on Instagram, and turns out it was the same guy from camp. He was asking her for nudes on Instagram. Long story short, a few weeks later, it came out that his dad was catfishing girls all over the state pretending to be his son.
What the actual hell?
Luckily, I didn't send anything like that to him, but a lot of girls did. So sad and very shocking. I have not talked to him since, and I don't know what happened with his dad. Hopefully jail. But a good reminder to be careful who you are talking to because people are crazy.
Listen to me, kids listening to this. I just was telling JC and Leif this before. Never, ever send nudes. You know, if you're trying to keep it spicy with your significant other, send a freaking Polaroid. People can hack
send
into your iCloud.
Send a Polaroid in the mail, please.
People can hack into your iCloud. Like, literally, I'm telling you, especially if you're young and like, trust me, I've been to junior high, I was in high school. Like, I know what happens. Do not ever send nudes to people.
They can be around forever.
Yeah, they will be around forever. I promise you that boy in high school is not going to be super respectful with them as well. So just like, don't send nudes. If there's one thing you learn from this podcast, don't send nudes.
Great advice. Love it.
Send a Polaroid. Polaroid. Their mom's listening. They're like, cool.
Literally snail mail.
I'm like, don't do that. Send them a full length video.
Send them a stork comes to them to their mailbox.
Send them through the Polar Express. Okay, next one. No, but really don't send it. Okay. Hey, ladies. I've never had a story I wanted to share so bad. So here it goes, LOL. I was having the worst time dating via dating apps, and this situation made me almost lose hope. I swiped on an adorable man on Tinder, and I immediately didn't think much of it. Then he started to reach out frequently and show a lot of interest. I started to get really excited to meet him because our texting chemistry was through the roof, and he was very hot. Well, I've watched Catfish for as long as the show has been airing, so I always make sure to video call or meet up with a person quickly.
Yes.
Smart. He sent me plenty of photos, but would never video call or FaceTime me.
Well, let's stop there and say that's one of the telltale signs.
If they say it's broken, there's Zoom nowadays, there's FaceTime, there's Skype, there's apps they can get up the wazoo. They can go to the freaking library if they don't have anything.
Oh, 100%.
It just so happens that he was going out of town for the weekend. He made up such elaborate stories. Oh, gives it away. And I started to get this feeling in my gut that this guy wasn't who he said he was, which is sad because we had talked about some personal things. Big mistake, you guys.
Oh,
never do that.
Shoot.
Okay, so here's where the story actually gets interesting. I was at work one day and just had the worst gut feeling about this guy. So I Googled his phone number and found she has watched Catfish.
Yes.
And found the guy's name, age, and closest relatives. Kind of creepy that it's that easy to find that info, but whatever. His age and last name were different, and my stomach sank. I was seriously so nervous that I was being catfished. I left work early. I texted him and said, hey, what's your name? And no response. I called him, and he blocked me.
Literally, she says, hey, what's your name?
Yeah.
After she's been talking to him for a long
time? Yeah, I think she was just like, hey, what's your real
name? Like, give me the deets.
Yeah.
Okay. She's like trying to act casual. She's like, what's your name? Yeah. He's like, I told you. It's
Tyler. Like, it's on my profile. You literally swiped off me. Literally never heard from the catfish again, but I found his family on Facebook. I have photos of the catfish, and let me tell you, this is the most violating thing I've ever been through. It's just so messed up to do that to someone. I reached out to his sister, assuming she would be kind and help me out, and she straight threatened to have me reported and was very mean and aggressive.
Sorry.
So clearly, this has happened to this family before. This man is a serial catfisher. His phone number was searched on the website used 19 times in that past month.
Oh.
That's not even how many people he's been catfishing. That's how many people are smart enough to search. TikTok saves the day. Well, I still needed some comfort in being able to tell the guy in the photos that girls are being catfished by his photos. Wait,
what?
Well, I still needed some comfort in being able to tell the guy in the photos that girls are being catfished.
Oh. So she made a TikTok about it?
Yeah, it's the guy in the actual photos. So who was, I was thinking the catfish.
Oh.
But it was the catfishy, I guess.
Okay.
Or the catfish.
Wait.
Like, what do you call the person whose photos are being used?
Okay, the fish?
The fish, maybe. I don't know, the cat? I don't know.
Hold on. I'm confused about the TikTok part.
So TikTok saves the day. I think she's just foreshadowing. Okay. Well, I still needed some comfort in being able to tell the guy in the photos that girls are being catfished by his photos, basically.
Okay, gotcha.
Plus, I had a little hope that he would be single and interested. Ha ha ha. I could not find him anywhere. And believe me, I did some sleuthing. I thought he lived in California, possibly, because some of his sports jerseys and photos. So I went to TikTok to find him. My video went viral and people all over, around the U.S. started helping me find him. Overnight, I got so many views and a few followers, and it was kind of overwhelming and embarrassing because I had been catfished. Well, I was tracking the comment section and people would let me know when the video reached TikTok, California. Sure enough, within a day or two, a person on TikTok found him.
No way.
I was able to reach out and let him know the catfisher's name, phone number, and send him photos. He said that this has been happening to him for a while and he was very upset. He was in a committed relationship, boo, but it gave me all the closure I needed. Well, that's my crazy TikTok catfish story. Here's the TikTok video. Thanks. Okay,
we gotta watch it. Wait, I'm shook.
So I need your help to find him. So that
okay,
I
you're
can
so
tell
cute,
not,
first
like
of all.
Face, but also I need to tell him that someone's using his photos to really harm women. And we don't need that in this world. So help. Thanks.
Oh my
gosh.
Oh my gosh. I cannot believe they found him.
That is crazy.
That is amazing. It's so. It's also so crazy when the person that they... So it's like all you have in your mind when you're dating someone online and they're sending you photos and stuff is like all you have is that image, and so then to know that that person is out there but they're like dating someone else, you're like, what the heck? It almost feels like they're like cheating on you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's so sad in the show Catfish when they will call the person whose photo it is and they'll make them say to the person who's getting catfished, like, sorry, I'm this person, I have not been talking to you. And you can always see their face just drop and like their heart, because or they'll meet them and they'll be like, hi, nice to meet you, and the person who's gotten catfished is like, I thought I was going to marry you.
Literally. Like,
and
I thought
you have
I
no clue how you have no clue how I am.
That's so horrible.
Awesome.
Okay. Hey, ladies. Y'all are so wonderful. And I literally will talk with you guys with my... about you guys with my friends and family. As
she's
if
like, I literally talk so much crap about you. It's awesome.
As if we've been friends for years. My story was so crazy. I cannot wait to share this with you. I live in a little town called Provo, Utah. Anyways, woo! I decided to download Mutual, a popular dating app amongst members of my church. I'm a tall girl. Think 5'10". And so dating is hard, especially while trying to find guys that are taller than me. Anyway, I matched with this guy that was 6 foot and he asked for my Snapchat. We were Snapchatting and all was well. He asked me if I wanted to hang out with him and I told him that I couldn't that day because I had to go to a birthday party for my friend. We decided on a different day and that night I headed to the party. I was sitting down talking to some friends when I looked at the door to see who had come in. It was the guy from the dating app. We had never met in person, so I was unsure if it was him or not. I was not 100% sure because this guy that walked in was not 6 foot. He was maybe 5'5 at the tallest. I was 5 inches taller than the guy.
What the?
I avoided him the best I could all night until we made eye contact. He Snapchatted me after the party and told me that he had seen me. He apologized for lying to me about his height and said that he knew if he had told me the truth that I wouldn't go out with him. Flattering, but he was right. Ha ha ha. Anyways, flash forward about 5 months, I was walking to my apartment pretty late at night and I saw someone walking the cutest dog I had ever seen. I stopped and looked at the dog. When I looked up to see the owner, it was the short boy from Mutual. I didn't even know what to say. He smiled and said, hi, my name, as if he knew it was me all along. I said hi and started booking it up the stairs. He was following me.
Huh? Okay, this took a turn for the worse. Sorry.
I was like, oh, cute little encounter. Oh, she's just thinking like, oh, he's literally following me because why is he right here? When I finally got to my apartment door, he stopped at the apartment right next to mine and went through the door. We are now neighbors.
Oh.
Goodbye. I saw him frequently and he never tried anything with me, but what are the odds that he would happen to be my next door neighbor?
No.
Anyway, love you guys. Say hey to your fams.
Okay, why would you lie about that if you like are planning on ever seeing them?
Exactly.
Like,
what are you gonna
have
do?
Have an online relationship forever?
Clown shoes when you get there?
It's yeah, like, and just like pretend for the rest of your life?
Marries her? Is wearing stilts at the wedding?
Their wedding night, he takes them off. She's just shook.
That's stilts. So crazy.
That is crazy. This episode is brought to you by Public Goods, the one-stop shop for sustainable, high-quality, everyday essentials. Sorry, I'm obnoxious. I am aware of that. Everyday essentials made from clean ingredients at an affordable price. Everything from coffee to toilet paper and shampoo to pet food. Public Goods is your new everything store, thoughtfully designed for the conscious consumer. Also, their packaging is absolutely amazing. Everything looks clean and calming, so there's no like mismatch packaging. So, you know, when you open up your cabinets under the sink where all your cleaning stuff is, It looks cute. I particularly love their dryer balls. I use that instead of dryer sheets when I do my laundry, which is amazing. I have their deodorant, which I also use and love. And finally, their hand soap and lotion looks so cute on my sink. It's perfect. Love it to death.
We have some cabins in Arizona, if you did not know, and our cabins are stocked with Public Good stuff because it's so, so cute and they're great products. So we have like the shampoo and conditioner and the showers, the body wash, and then the hand soap on and like lotion by the sinks. They also, Public Goods has really good cookies. You guys need to check them out. They're literally so, so good. So rather than buying from a bunch of single product brands, Public Good members can buy all of their premium essentials in one place with one beautiful, streamlined aesthetic. They ethically source and obsessively develop each of their products to be free of unhealthy ingredients and harmful additives still common in drug and grocery store shelves. They are committed to making their products healthy and safe for humans, animals, and the environment. Knowing what's in your products and where they come from is important. Small changes in the way we shop can make a big impact on personal health and the world at large. They use a membership model to keep costs low and pass on even more savings to their customers. Best of all, you can make your first purchase with no obligation. They also plant one tree for every order placed and incorporate sustainability into every part of the company.
So don't you worry, we worked out an awesome deal just for our listeners. You can receive $15 off your first Public Goods order with no minimum purchase. That's right. They are so confident that you'll absolutely love their products and come back again and again that they're giving you $15 to spend on your first purchase. Plus, right now, receive your choice of either a free pack of bamboo straws or reusable food storage wraps, which I also have and love, with your order. You have nothing to lose. Just go to publicgoods.com/whatwesaid or use the code whatwesaid at checkout. That is publicgoods.com/whatwesaid to receive $15 off your first order. Hello, JC Chelsea. Can I just say first that you girls are goals? Seriously, I take so much inspiration from each of you. Thanks for being amazing. Aw, that's sweet. But okay, to the story. This is a long story, but I will try to make it short. There's so much detail to it that I could go for hours. Anyways, the story is not about me, but my best friend.
Ooh.
We were in high school at the time, and my friend met this guy on Facebook who started messaging her. And like after a short period of time, they started dating, but only via internet, even though he was from our town. Yeah. That's another sketchy thing is when they say they're from your town and you never meet. Like they're always making up excuses.
Yeah.
Red flag number one. They would message all the time, do phone calls, but never video calls. Come on, ladies. Or never in person because supposedly this guy was traveling all the time.
No. He'll make time.
No.
If he wanted to, he would.
Yeah. But then have you seen that TikTok? It's like, but sometimes I want to and I don't.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. I'm just saying it because it's a popular line. I'm just trying to fit in.
We're like, if he wanted to, he might not. So just keep trying. Okay, for me, this was really... did it hit?
Well, I'm like, hilarious.
No. I'll be here all week, folks. For me, this was really... okay, that was... just please, honestly, end me. For me, this was really, really suspicious. And I told my friend that she was so in love, but she was so in love, she wouldn't listen. Things started to get weird. I guess my friend told him that I was not happy with their relationship and he started to be really controlling with her. Oof. To the point that she blocked me from Facebook because he told her to. And when we would be hanging out, he would message her to leave and go to her house and she would do it. Cool. She would do everything he would tell her because also he apparently had heart problems. Okay.
What is that?
And if she wouldn't do everything he said he would get really mad and that would affect his heart.
Oh.
That's going to be
You know what's absolutely crazy though is like in toxic relationships, people say shiz like this and like, as the victim, you literally
believe
them. Like, even though it's so shocking and absurd, it's like, you know so many personal details about their life that you just feel so sorry for them. It's like, from an outside perspective, it sounds so stupid. You know
but
what I mean?
But when you're in it, it's just like, no, you don't know.
Exactly.
Like, it's bad for us. Because like, from the outside, it's just like, girl.
Yeah.
What? It would affect his heart if he was mad. It's like, honestly, same though.
Yeah.
Same for everyone.
Totally.
Things got super weird and I think dangerous. He would say things like, I'm going to take my life if you don't do this or that. Insane, right?
Okay, hold on. We need to pause there. Yeah. Because that's like,
extremely manipulative.
That's extremely manipulative and not okay at all. And if someone is making threats like that, they need help in a way where whether they're
it's
serious
not your responsibility
or not,
to help them in the way that they need like therapy help.
Exactly. They need professional help.
Professional help.
Even like I'm saying, even if they don't mean it necessarily and they're just using it as a tactic of manipulation, they are mentally, they need
calling for help.
Yes. They need something more than you just
can give.
Begging, or what is the word? Like bending to their every need.
Yeah. No, that's not okay.
That's not okay at all.
Anyways, like a year passed by and my parents needed to intervene and they told her to tell this guy to meet in person or she wouldn't continue in the relationship. So it's been a year and she has not met him.
A year.
They set a time and place and me and my parents drove my friend to that place. This is in high school as well.
Wow.
We were waiting in the car and watching her from a distance in case something weird happened and we needed to rescue her. The time came and passed and the guy never showed up. Girls, fasten your seatbelts because it gets crazier.
Oh.
It turns out with investigations and intuition, we found out this guy wasn't a guy and it was actually a girl from our church that we knew and see constantly.
You're lying.
Even hang out with her a couple of times.
No.
Turns out she was doing the same thing to a couple of other girls. Crazy, right? She was living a double life and not only that, but involving other girls and controlling them. It was really heartbreaking for my best friend. Now years have passed and even it was really traumatic for her. It's something that we laugh at. Oh, even though it was really traumatic for her, it's something we laugh about sometimes. They kicked out this girl from church and we don't know what's up with her life now, but don't really want to know. There's so many details that I skipped, but for everyone listening, please always be aware that meeting someone on the internet can be dangerous. Not always... But please take care of yourselves. Okay, that's the crazy story I needed to share. Girls, I hope we can be friends one day. Have the best day, queens. Much love. We are friends.
That is incredibly violating.
That is absolutely terrifying that you hung out with her.
Can you imagine?
A year.
Because when that happens where it's like, we've seen a few catfish episodes where it's like the girl's cousin or friend that it's catfishing her and pretending to be a boy for like a year. Can you even fathom? It's like you've told this guy, you know, embarrassing that you've acted all lovey-dovey with him, potentially sent him photos or something, and it's a girl that you know.
Oh, that is absolutely horrible.
That is like
especially
so violating.
To your church.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that is shocking. Okay. Hello, besties. I'm so excited to finally have a story to send in. I have been an OG listener of this podcast. I want to preface by saying I no longer think that catfishing is an appropriate thing to do to people. LOL. Okay, so she was a catfish. This all started in junior high. My best friend and I loved drama and gossiping any chance we got. We had a large group.
At least she's self-aware.
Yeah. We had a large group of friends in middle school, so there was always some type of drama to talk about. Well, one night, my best friend and I were having a sleepover, and we felt bored. There hadn't been any drama happening at school lately, so we decided we should create some. This is back when the app Kik was popular.
Ooh.
Remember? You got a Kik? K-I-K?
Yeah, I never had one, though.
Me neither. And people would use it to text friends, kind of like WhatsApp. My BFF and I decided that we would create a fake Kik account. Is it K-I-K or Kik?
I think it's Kik, like got a Kik?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, a fake Kik account and catfish boys in our grade to see if they would say provocative things or cheat on their girlfriends.
Oh my gosh, ladies. Wow. Oh, I just blew the speakers.
We created a whole profile with a picture of an older blonde chick who was super muscular. We wrote out a bio saying that she
loved
working out, surfing, camping, things guys like. We also created an Instagram account with more pictures of her and linked it to the Kik. To be clear, we were literally 12 years old when we did this. After we created the perfect catfish, we sent out messages to the boys in our grade. Let's just say the messages were not PG-13.
Oh, not PG-13?
And you're 12? Amazing. It was so awkward because some of the boys actually fell for it and texted the catfish back. We tried to see how far they would go along with the woman. A, friendly. B, provocative. C, meeting up.
Oh my gosh.
This is next level. We did this to one guy that was dating our friend and he hit level B, which is provocative. We were horrified of what we had done and couldn't even tell anybody because then they would know we were catfishing. Eventually, one of the guys we catfished looked at the location of our account and saw that it was at my friend's house.
We live
in a very small town and my friend's house.
I am shaking.
My friend's house is in a very obvious location. We tried to play it off that we were not the catfishes, but everyone knew and we were mortified. We defended ourselves by saying we would release what they texted our catfish. OMG.
Oh, blackmails?
We were horrible. Moral.
Oh my gosh, you guys are my worst nightmares when I was 12.
Moral of the story, don't try to cause drama within the friend group because you will become the drama.
Oh, I am absolutely shook at that. Also, that's so sad for the boys because, I mean, not cool that they cheated, but if it's just like a random boy who's, they're just literally trying to like play with his hormones and he's like going through puberty and that's so embarrassing for him. And then they're just like, hey, like you said this.
That's so bad.
That's so, so bad.
We do stand a self-aware queen that knows that.
We do love the growth. We do love a good story arc. She's like, no, I still do that. Okay, I've wanted to write in for a while, and unfortunately, this is my time to shine. When I was in high school from 2016 to 2020, oh my gosh, can you believe people are in high school that year?
I was like, that's when we were in high school.
No, it wasn't, sis. We graduated 3 years before she even saw the light of day.
Wow.
I would catfish boyfriends for my girls. Would catfish boyfriends for my girls?
Like her girl's boy. Just keep going.
Okay. Sure, my persona was fiery senior grade girl named Jade. Literally me. Only my friends knew it was me, and it was a very well kept secret. Oh, I would catfish boyfriends for my girls. Like, so their boyfriend, she would pretend to be a girl to see if they'd bite.
Cheat. Yeah. Okay.
So many fishing puns. On multiple occasions, I would DM, even call and text boys, chatting and giving them opportunities to meet up with me to see. I had a Snapchat, Instagram, and WhatsApp, and my feed was more than believable. I was a shy, good girl type in high school, so no one ever suspected me. Messing with F-boys was the highlight of my little side hustle. I would have them meet with me in random locations around town, admitting to secrets and just messing with their mind in general, trying to find my identity. One F-boy admitted to touching another girl without consent, and he got arrested.
Wait.
Huh?
Hold on. She would actually physically meet up with them?
I don't know. I think maybe she'll get to it.
Okay, keep going. One guy admitted to her that he touched someone without consent and she told the police?
I don't know. And he got arrested.
Oh like, my gosh.
She's literally Nancy Drew. I caught my best friend's boyfriend referring to another girl as his secret lover. I even convinced one... Okay, this is the Lord's work, honestly. I even convinced one boy that I was a teacher and I had a romantic interest in him. He confronted the teacher I was pretending to be and she was utterly confused. I kind of felt bad for that one. For the teacher, the kid deserved the embarrassment. The manipulation and sneaking around lasted 2 years. My notifications were always off and my phone was always on a VPN. Literally a hacker. I never did reveal my identity as Jade and my catfish account is still up on Instagram because I didn't remember the password to deactivate it. I've outgrown my catfishing days, but I hope this brought you a laugh. I would die if this made the podcast. XX Jade the catfish.
I'm shaking.
There's a girl on TikTok who does that who will, like, if you're suspecting that you're... Don't do it to just a random guy to just play with their emotions. Like, she'll do it to girls who are like, hey, I'm a little sketchy on my boyfriend. I want to see if he'll cheat. And then the girl will reach out to the guy, this girl
on
TikTok.
Not as a catfish, though. As herself. Yeah.
And be like, hey, you're cute. And, like, slide into his DMs and see if he bites. And, like, sometimes he does. And then sometimes he's like, I have a girlfriend. Like, sorry, whatever. And that's what she's doing.
Oh my gosh. And some of those TikToks, like, the guy will be like, hey, or whatever. And she'll be like, oh, I saw a photo of you with a girl. Like, do you have a girlfriend? And he'll be like, eh.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to break up with her literally tomorrow. Or like, he'll say stuff like that. And then she'll send it to the girl. And the girl's like, cool.
It's horrible. Guys, wow.
Watch your back, guys.
Watch your back.
Okay.
Me just reads a million times.
To this day, my friends and I do not talk about this because of how nuts this all was. So let's get to it. This was back when Facebook was the main form of social media, and that was about it. My friend got a Facebook message from this dreamy guy named Sam. We were about 15, so this was a big deal. He was our age and lived close, but just so happened to be homeschooled, so we didn't know him. He didn't have a cell phone, but his cousin, Rachel, did. And so he would conveniently be able to text my friend from Rachel's phone often.
Interesting.
Fast forward to what became his entire backstory. His mom had passed away, and so he was really close to his cousin's family, Rachel. He had previously been hit by a drunk driver, and so he was dealing with surgeries and other physical therapy related to his back from that accident.
Okay.
Over months of him and my friend talking constantly, only ever over Facebook or texting from Rachel's phone— they were basically in love, but hadn't met or anything. They were going to meet up when he suddenly moved away to see a new doctor for his back.
Okay.
Their relationship shifted to platonic, and Sam began dating my other friend. Exact same story as before. Rachel would come hang out with us.
Huh?
Sorry, so Rachel's real?
You know Rachel?
Okay, Rachel would come hang out with us, but never Sam, who would frequently be in town. Rachel would bring things from Sam, like letters or gifts, but nobody had met him yet.
No.
Fast forward again about 6 months later when Sam suddenly needed emergency surgery for his back and both girls got a love letter from him basically saying his goodbyes. He died in surgery?
when they kill the catfish... Like Neve, like that one episode where it was like they'll have somebody die or they'll die and then they come back to life like 2 years later. And she's like, really? And they'll still believe them. Like there's like, what happened? I missed you. And they're like, so sorry. And then they're like still dating. I'm like,
okay. The reason we're laughing is because is obviously fake.
Yes.
Okay, so he died in surgery. Everyone was informed by Rachel. But there was never any obituary, news coverage, or funeral, which is extremely suspicious.
Okay, yeah.
There were shirts made in his honor that everyone bought, and all the girls that he had contacted and were in love with him were sobbing.
Wait, did they have pictures of this guy?
I don't know. We're sobbing.
Can you imagine if there was a picture of another guy and you're walking down the street, like, and you see a picture of you and it's like,
just like RIP. You're like, sorry?
Okay, hold on. Going.
Girls sobbing over his death. We figured out that nobody had actually met him, and it's still a huge mystery about what really happened.
Oh.
It was Rachel.
It was absolutely Rachel, my friend. We need to call Rachel. Give us her phone number.
We need to hack her phone. Don't you think 100%?
Oh, 100%.
Oh my gosh.
There was no funeral. There's no record of this man.
No.
Wait, I need to know if there's pictures.
She never said there was pictures.
We need an update on this one,
photos.
Honey. We need an update on this one. It's 100% Rachel. If you still know Rachel, please tell her to call into the podcast. Or honestly, we will report her to Catfish.
That's
such a classic. Like, I know to people who might maybe haven't seen the show and like don't know much about Catfish player, like, why the heck are you laughing about him dying? But it's like such a classic move to like kill the catfish.
What you mean by kill the catfish is the catfish. So let's say Rachel is the one who's pretending to be him. They'll just, because they want it to be over at some
point.
And they
don't know how
and they
for
don't,
it to end.
They don't know how to, because like that one girl said, she just ghosted, you know? But a lot of people just don't know how to make it end because they don't want to be like, oh, hi, I'm
and
not who I
deep.
Said I am. Yeah, they're in way too deep. So they're just like, goodbye, and then they die, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But they don't, obviously no one died because it's just a catfish pretending.
Yeah. There's just absolutely like, I mean, I will literally be going to hell if he really existed, but I just like 99% sure it's Rachel.
99.9%.
That this get Rachel on the pod.
Yeah.
Hashtag get Rachel on the pod. Because we need proof. I'm calling Neve, honestly. Okay. Hello, Chelsea and JC. I love the podcast. It makes Tuesday mornings the best part of the week. The story episodes are my favorite, so I'm hoping this one makes it on because it's something wild. Well, ding, ding, ding. It's your lucky day. I'll start out by saying this is about my sister-in-law. Catfished all of her family and friends.
Cool. Wait. Okay, I'm shook. Go ahead.
Like, that's all she said. When I first met her, she seemed really nice. Pretty, but...
Hold on. I'm sorry. Did she say her sister-in-law?
Yes.
Okay.
When I first met her, she seemed really nice, pretty, put together. But she didn't ask many questions to get to know me or really talk about herself at all in the time my husband and I were dating or engaged. So I think maybe it's her husband's sister. Or like soon to be husband's sister, maybe.
Okay.
She was hard to read and it always seemed like she was hiding something, but I was new to the family and didn't want to rock the boat. After my husband and I got married, we started to uncover a lot of secret stuff she had been doing. When I first met her, my husband told me she was going to nursing school, working in a trauma unit at an ER, and had a boyfriend. Okay, seems pretty normal. We soon found out that she never went to nursing school. She actually never even attended the college she claimed to go to. She can't even get into college because she never finished high school.
The hospital
she claimed to be working at had never heard of her or had any record of her even volunteering there. When the pandemic, this is like recent, first started, she would post a lot of pictures of her in bloody scrubs and saying how as a healthcare worker, she wished people took COVID more seriously because she sees people dying every day. And then she puts the emoji of like the rolling, the side eye.
Because she literally was not even working as a healthcare
bloody
worker.
Bloody scrubs. My husband and I thought this was weird because we knew she wasn't a nurse and she was pretending to be one on Instagram.
What? So her, does she know that people know that she's not?
I don't know. Literally dressing up in scrubs and fake blood posing in front of her white bedroom wall. Then it got worse. She would scream, I feel sick inside.
She would scream record.
Oh. No.
She would scream that. I thought you just said, she would scream,
I feel sick.
I'm like, okay.
No, I had a moment where I had to confess that. Okay. Anyways, she would screen record and screenshot Instagram stories of women who were nurses in the ER of the hospital she had claimed to work at. Like, I want to laugh because it's so ridiculous, but it's also horrible that she's doing that.
So, like, shocking.
To like get that kind of recognition. Like, oh, the frontline workers, like, I'm one of them. It's like, no, you're not.
You're actually not
risking your life like they are. So, bye.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Anyways, sorry. I did some digging one day and found that she was following a bunch of nurses' hashtags and accounts and would steal the content those women would post and repost it to her story. One day I saw that she had a video that tagged a girl. We will call her Haley. I couldn't click on Haley's Instagram tag, so I knew it was a screen recording. But I was dedicated, so I memorized Haley's at sign and found her Instagram. I DM'd her saying, I know this is random, but I need to ask, you know this girl, my sister-in-law, because she's posting photos of you. Haley confirmed what I already knew. She had no idea who my sister-in-law was. Haley then told me she noticed her other friend Jessica in the photos too, and that she knew everyone she worked with and most nurses in town and had never heard of my sister-in-law. She then Googled my sister-in-law and found her mug shots. She had gone to jail a couple times before, apparently. Haley was worried she was in danger, but I told her she's harmless and encouraged her to put her stories on private. Haley confronted her by messenger saying, hey, I saw you tagged me in some of your stuff. I'm sorry, but do I know you? My sister-in-law made up some story about how she works at a different hospital branch and saw the tag from another friend and thought it was funny, so she reshared it. Impersonating a medical professional is illegal, and a detective ended up knocking on my father-in-law's door looking for her, but he didn't even know where she was. Since then, my sister-in-law has gone to jail for stealing her boyfriend's social security and forging checks. Okay, this has escalated so quickly.
Wow.
Forging checks in his name. She also impersonated a lawyer to pretend to help the boyfriend. She seems to be getting the help she needs now. We aren't sure how she ever afforded the apartment she lived in or her lifestyle, but I guess it wasn't from being a nurse after all, but really just her boyfriend's stolen credit cards.
Wow.
And that's the story of how my sister-in-law catfishes everyone into believing she was a nurse. If there's anything to learn from this, you never know who is looking at your stories and stealing content pretending to be you or know you. Amazing. That's terrifying.
Cool. Puts my thing on private and stops being an influencer.
It's like she's getting the help she needs now, but also she's obviously kind of smart if she's like literally stealing identities and like she's a con artist.
That is crazy.
Oh my gosh. It's absolutely insane.
Crazy when people have a whole other, like they steal identities. Remember, is it Dr. Death that he did that? Like pretended to be a doctor as well. And like he was never a doctor.
Yes.
And he would have scrubs on, same thing. And it's just
that
like,
story was absolutely insane.
That story was wild.
I think we talked about it on the podcast like a long time ago when it first came out. But if you guys haven't listened to it.
Is it Dr. Death? I don't know if I'm thinking of the right one.
Dr. Death, yeah.
Is that the one where he was dating the rich woman?
No. That is a different doctor impersonating a doctor.
Wait, that's the one I'm thinking of.
That was, what is that one called? Like Mr. or like
something about John?
John, yeah. Like, John.
When the only thing that's coming to mind is John Tucker Must Die? What is it? Dirty John.
No, no, no. Dr. Death is the guy who impersonated a doctor and like goes into like how he got through all the loops and somehow was able to like perform surgery on people without ever having.
That was insane.
Crazy.
But I was actually horrifying. Thinking of Dirty John because he also pretended to be a doctor.
Yes.
He never, I don't think he was ever like performing surgeries on people.
He just lied about it.
But he lied to like everyone about it. And
he
everyone
would show up in scrubs.
Yeah. Everyone thought he was like this world renowned, like a great doctor.
Oh,
and he
so
was not.
Creepy.
Okay. Catfish time. Remember when we were in fifth grade and we had MySpace accounts? Well, yes. At least I had one. For all those who don't know, they used to have the verified checkmark to be sure that celebrities were in fact celebrities. So little 10-year-old me on MySpace got a friend request from Miley Cyrus. You heard me, Miley Cyrus. I was so excited. She messaged me and we talked a lot.
The verified?
About, I don't know, let's see. About how much I loved Hannah Montana, her newest songs, her upcoming tour. She told me she would send me a handwritten letter and an autograph from her if I just sent her my address. So, of course, I did. And, of course, I never got anything in the mail. To this day, my parents don't know I ever did that. And I cringe thinking I actually thought Miley Cyrus was going to send me a letter.
No.
For all I know, this could have been a creepy man trying to stalk little girls, which it probably was. Thank goodness nothing happened and we now have the verified check marks. Oh, she said they didn't used to have the verified check marks. Sorry. Literally killed the whole story by saying the wrong.
Oh my gosh.
But she's saying, thank goodness now we can verify, you know. Anyway, love your podcast and love the story episodes.
Oh my gosh.
Imagine thinking you were literally chatting with Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yeah. That would be insane. I would be pooping my pants.
And also that is shocking that she just sends the address willingly.
Yes.
She's like, anything for you, Miley.
Honestly, I would have done the same. Don't feel too bad. Hi, y'all. Love you so much. Me and my coworkers bond over your podcast. I love that so much.
Same.
So my story is about how I catfished my roommate's boyfriend.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I want to preface this by saying this girl was a horrible roommate.
Okay.
Her boyfriend was aggressive and rude to us, three other roommates, and would yell and fight with us in our own apartment and was full of toxic masculinity.
We hate to see it.
So one night, me and my roommates are browsing Tinder and discover that this boy was on Tinder.
Mm.
I made a fake profile and matched with him and started talking and flirting. He became interested very quickly, and it got to the point where he asked me out to a dinner and study date at the library on campus. Wow. My roommate, who was his girlfriend, came home and was really upset. We asked her what happened. She told us her boyfriend broke up with her.
No.
I never showed up for the date, but me and my three roommates did go to the library to spy on him. He saw us and figured out that he saw them.
Oh, no.
So obviously you guys were not like being casual at all. He saw us and figured out that we had catfished him. He sent us nasty messages and it was so funny. He fell for it. As much of a mean girl as this makes me, I don't feel bad about it. Thanks for reading and having an amazing podcast. You ladies are inspiring. Honestly, I don't blame you.
Just so unapologetic.
Yeah.
If he was willing to break up with his girlfriend for, you know, I guess
the
at
next
least
hot
he didn't,
thing.
Yeah, at least he didn't cheat on her. But
yeah.
Okay, this is my
the
last
bare
one.
Bare minimum. We're like, at least he didn't cheat. What a guy.
He sounds
Stay
awesome.
With
he sounds amazing.
If he wanted to, he would.
Hi, guys. I have my own cringe story. Okay, this happened 6 years ago when I was 20. Matched with a guy on Tinder and he wanted to hang out later. I told him, well, we just met, so why don't we snap and see how things go? We add each other and I instantly snap him. He opens it but doesn't respond. A few minutes later, he texts me and says, I'm super hot. Blah, blah. I
Mood.
I tell him to snap me back. Nothing from him for an hour. Finally, a snap. It's kind of blurry, but looks legit, like he took it. I'm like, cool, not a catfish, haha. We keep chatting and we agree to meet up at a restaurant. I'm about, like, literally, are we talking the same day or what's going on? She's like, I'm like, okay, good enough photo. I'm about ready to head out and text him to confirm we're still on. No response for a while. I do not leave my house, haha. I text again. He responds and says he had something come up, but maybe next time. I'm like, wow, waste of time. Hold on. That, for some reason, that phrase, like, oh, next time. No.
Hmm?
Like when guys are like, oh, sorry, like they bail on a plan. It's like, oh, maybe next time.
Yeah,
it's
there's
like,
not going to be a next time.
No, I'm like, there's not going to be a next time. There, you need to say, how about tomorrow at 6? It's
yeah.
like, maybe next time. That is code for.
I don't
care or I'm a catfish.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care. I'm an F boy or whenever it's convenient for me.
Exactly. Okay. I'm like, wow, waste of time. I tell him, sure, no worries. He then keeps wanting snaps of me, but he won't send me any. It's getting weird. FYI, not nudes or revealing pictures. Just he just wanted to see my face. I finally tell him he's acting kind of strange about the snap thing. I tell him I'm not feeling the vibe and that maybe we shouldn't chat. He freaks out. Tells me he isn't actually the guy in the photos and sends me an actual photo of himself. Not the guy on the Tinder profile. Not even close. He then tells me this was an experiment to see if girls would go out with a hot guy quick and that I'm a B word and prude.
Cool.
He then blocks my...
That is so typical of boys. When you reject them, then they're just like... It's like we joked about a while ago.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you reject him, you're like, hey, I'm not feeling it, sorry. And they're like, you're a B word and you're ugly anyways.
Yeah.
I didn't want anything to do with you, filthy pig. And it's like, what? You literally were interested in me.
5 minutes ago, they're like, send more photos.
Yeah.
You're so hot.
You're the most beautiful girl I've ever laid eyes on. 5 minutes later, they're like, you are the ugliest face I've ever seen.
Reject me? You're ugly.
Yeah.
Okay, tells me, oh no. 10 minutes later, I get a random text from a number I don't recognize. It says, hey, want to trade pics? Hold on, I'm screaming at this. So I'm like, who the F is this? I immediately block. 5 minutes later, another text from an unknown number. You fine as hell, let me see. I'm like,
let me see what?
I'm like, okay, what's happening? I decide to text back. I ask how he got my number. He responds, you posted it on the forum. In my head, I'm like, what is happening? I tell him, no, I did not post my number on anything, and this is creepy. He sends me a screenshot of a post in a weird forum that had a picture of me, screenshotted from my snaps to that guy, and my number listed with the caption, let's trade pics, text me. I am dumbfounded. I told the guy that sent me the screenshot that this one dude who catfished and called me rude names stole my number and posted it on the site. I did not post this. He immediately apologizes and told me he messaged me on the post that this was a stolen number and not to text it. I said, thank you so much. I appreciate it. He then said, so do I get a friend reward?
No, he did not. No, he did not.
He then said, so do I get a friend reward? Winky face. Blocked.
Oh, me thinking he's just being nice.
Yeah.
Never.
Hope you enjoyed this.
Oh,
yeah, we
my
know
gosh.
Better than to think they're ever just being nice.
Well, that was
I'm
my
dead.
Last one. I don't have any more.
Oh, amazing. Those were so good.
I want to do this every single week. I want to be Neve and Cammie, honestly.
I thought you meant the podcast. I'm like, your wish is granted.
I'm like, I would love to be a podcaster. Just do this every Wednesday.
No, thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, we haven't said this in a while, but if you enjoyed,
they're gone by now.
It, Yeah, they're like, we've tapped out. If you enjoyed it, screenshot it, post it to your Insta story. We love to repost you guys.
Tag
chat
us
with
and
you.
Show that the little bar on the, you know how it says the time of what you're listening on the podcast app?
Yeah.
Show us that the little ball is at the very end.
Show us that you listened through the whole podcast.
For nothing, we will give you nothing for it, but show us anyways. We'll give you our hopes and our prayers. Peace and love.
With peace and love. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We love you. And that's what we said. Goodbye.